Composer Adam Gettle won 2 Tony Awards for The Light in the Piazza, lesser known as his musical Floyd Collins, which opened off-Broadway in 1996 and is having a revival this week in Boston. It tells of Floyd Collins, who became trapped in a Kentucky cave in 1925. A media circus sprouted above ground. Rescuers try to free him and fail. Composer Stephen Sondheim counts one of the show's numbers, The Riddle Song, as one he wishes he'd written. Here, the Boston Company rehearses it.
Soft just like a pillar, made of rock carved in stone. The answer to the riddle surely is the quarry. The quarry.
The Riddle Song from Floyd Collins, written by Adam Gettle and Tina Landau. We wanted to catch up with Adam from his famous heritage to his at one time infamous lifestyle and enormous talent. And Adam Gettle joins us from New York. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and you know, I'm thinking, wow, such high praise. Stephen Sondheim said such a nice thing about the Riddle Song. But in a way, for you, is that like having Uncle Steve say something? I am wondering if he is.
Oh, God, no. I mean, it's just one of the greatest writers I can think of, just saying something lovely. And I did grow up around him, but I didn't expect that to come out of his mouth.
Well, and it is a lovely compliment. And when you say you grew up around him, your grandfather is none other than Richard Rodgers, as in Rodgers and Hammerstein, you know, Oklahoma. And so this is in your blood. This is in your skin. This is in your DNA. But it has to come from someplace else, too. So where did Floyd Collins come from?
You know, writing for the theater was the last thing I wanted to do for obvious reasons. I thought I have to define myself elsewise. And Floyd was the first piece that I attempted to write kind of from scratch. In other words, I started it sort of out of whole cloth, Tina Landau and I. It was a story that drew us both in because it was so unlikely and such a challenge that we thought, you know, maybe we could pull this off, and if we could pull it off and get the audience to really love this man and identify with him, it might really be something.
Now Floyd was a reasoning man. He knew what he wanted and he had a plan. He was just as smart as he was brave. He was gonna find him the perfect cave.
You go down and research Kentucky. Go into crystal caves. What'd you do to find what Floyd?
Well, I kind of lied my way into Crystal Cave because it's not open to the public, or at least it wasn't when I was down there in 92, I guess. And I told the park rangers I was with National Geographic, and they let me go in for 45 minutes and no more. In fact, one of the songs is called It Moves, and it's just a straight setting of the notes that I took in Crystal Cave.
Maybe 120 feet high, 60 feet wide, 250 feet long. Best I can picture it.
Oh. It's absolutely awesome to be hundreds of feet underground in the pitch black. There is nothing darker. You simply can't see. There's no light. And your body, every molecule tells you shouldn't be there, and at the same time, it's kind of thrilling.
When you try to take it all in, if you try to see it all, when you think it's getting closer, it's getting further away.
I'm wondering, too, I mean, metaphor alert, but, you know, we read in a New York Times article on you that a part of telling this story was a metaphor for how you might have also felt, trapped by, family history. How much did this become your story, too?
I think I discovered in the process of writing Floyd Collins that I was trying to work out my own issues with my grandfather's incredible success. And I guess the question was, can I be happy? Can I have dignity if I don't achieve what he achieved? And Floyd is about a guy who has a big dream, an unlikely dream, a noble dream, and he dies before that dream is achieved. I guess the show poses that question and looks at the idea of, is there nobility in failure?
Oh, my Lord.
let me die alone in this dark hole. And when my Savior is at hand, I'll be sure to meet him on top of the land.
How are you feeling about the embrace of not just this, but obviously Light in the Piazza? I mean, when that was just so well received, what's that like for you?
You know, for one thing, you get to employ a lot of people. You know, for a year and a half when it was running in New York, and for the year that was on a national tour, you know, hundreds of people get jobs out of that. And there's something incredibly edifying and satisfying in just in knowing that. It's very beautiful.
The day we meet, the way you lean against the wind, and do not know that you are beautiful, or that anyone is watching you. This is what I see.
Well, and it's your work up there, but I'm wondering, as you watch that and you see people like Matthew Morrison, who was one of the stars, and now, of course, people see him on Glee, do you miss singing?
Yeah, I do miss singing.
Yeah.
I mean, I sing, I still sing, but I miss the joy of music in the throat.
Well, because we should say to people, you performed, you were a child singer, you performed at the Met. I was reading that you were, I'm presuming, almost Amal in a recording of Amal and the Night Visitors, perhaps our favorite, one of our favorite things.
That's such a beautiful piece. Oh. No, I did a lot of Amals all up and down the East Coast, and in fact, I was asked to do the remake of the movie and auditioned for Menotti, but then my voice changed.
So that's the music side. I want to ask about, there was a history of drug abuse, although I don't know if, you know, maybe, I don't know how you'd, how would you characterize it?
I have had my brushes with that sort of stuff. And, you know, I don't write only about winners. You know, I write about people. And I've experienced a lot in my life. I'm glad a lot of it's behind me by a number of years. But I don't regret it because I use it. I want to get to that level of understanding my characters. And as I said, they're not all winners. Some of them are just people.
Well, and how are you doing on the whole grandson of Richard Rodgers thing?
Well, the great part about it is he's, you know, he gave me was this amazing financial tailwind, and I'm enormously proud of what he did. At this point, I don't really struggle or even negotiate with his achievements. I've got four new shows that I'm writing right now, and those are, you know, how I am jetting forward into my life, and it's through the work. And I'm very lucky to have him and the history of my grandfather behind me. And I feel lucky to be in this esoteric field because it's so satisfying and I like doing it. So that's why I'm still here.
Yeah, well, we're glad you are. A musician and composer, Adam Gettle, his 1996 piece, Floyd Collins, is going to be presented right here in Boston for our Boston listeners or those planning on coming here. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Adam, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Gosh, thank you, Adam. It's great.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
And the hollers and creaks, if you get lost, you get lost for weeks. Listen to the tale of a man and God lost.